For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Last week, we had as our guest on the Cultural Baggage Show, Chris Crane, who heads up Students for Sensible Drug Policy. We got a chance to talk about their recent international conference held in Washington, D.C.
Well, last weekend was our 8th annual conference, and we brought about 300 students from over 70 universities across the United States and Canada to Washington, D.C. for a 3-day conference that was by far the largest conference we've ever had in terms of the number of students there and as well as the number of universities represented. We featured 3 very distinct days at the conference. Friday was a congressional lobby day where Congressman Dennis Kucinich showed up and gave a nice pep talk to all the students there. And then we set them up with meetings with 85 different congressional offices, both in the House and Senate side, where the students went and lobbied on behalf of repealing the law that's denied federal financial aid to close to 200,000 students with drug convictions. They did a great job in terms of securing some new co-sponsors for the act that would repeal that law, so that we're going to be able to really hit the ground running when the next legislative session starts next year. And then on Saturday, that was our Drug War Education Day, and the students heard from some terrific speakers, pretty much all the leaders of the drug policy reform movement, Ethan Nadelman, Steph Scheer, Alan St. Pierre, Kevin Zeese, Marsha Rosenbaum, just about everybody who runs a drug policy organization, as well as some other notable speakers, including Bill Press from MSNBC and CNN, and Clarence Page of the Chicago Tribune, is also a regular on the McLaughlin Group. The two of them were joined by Ryan Grimm of the Capital Leader and had a panel discussion about the way that the media covers the war on drugs. I think that's a discussion that is long overdue, not just among the student community, but among the drug policy community as a whole. And then on Sunday, Sunday was a day of activist skills training, which featured workshops on media relations, basic media training, coalition building, fundraising, and all the skills that students need to be more effective activists and advocates for reform, both in their campuses and in their communities. And they heard from some great speakers like Terry Michael, the former press secretary for the Democratic National Committee. They heard from Nadine Block, who did a nonviolent direct action training. She's from Code Pink and the Ruckus Society, as well as our keynote speaker, Billy Murphy, who is a famed criminal defense lawyer and former judge, who talked about the way that the war on drugs affects particular African-American communities and inner-city communities. So it was a really well-rounded conference of training, lobbying, and activism for a record number of students who we hope will take the lessons that they learned and go back to their campuses and change some policies in their campuses and in their communities.
Chris Crane opened his speech at this conference with a phrase to the effect that for decades this drug war has been waged in the name of the children. And now the children are saying, not in our name. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.